A Jacksonville City Task Force on Civil Rights History may be allowed to continue its work past the current council president's term, if it narrows its focus. Incoming President Aaron Bowman says the committee's scope has grown too wide as it requests to be made permanent. To be clear, Bowman says he does support creating a historical timeline, trail, or even a museum honoring the city's civil rights history. But he thinks the 27-member volunteer committee is verging on draining city resources. Bowman says he'd like to see it shrink a bit and focus on a single, more concrete goal.
I've talked to one of the co-chairs, and so far I haven't gotten a cohesive answer on what it is they're trying to accomplish and why they need more time. So, like I say, this is an awful lot of support work that goes on within our building, and of course, it's taken a lot of our civilians' time as well. I know it's a dedicated time. I just want to make sure that it's headed in a direction.
Current Council President Ana Lopez Broche set up the task force to examine how Jacksonville could be included in the National Civil Rights Trail. After some investigation, the task force decided to pursue its own local trail, as well as building a historical timeline, possibly developing a smartphone app, and maybe creating a museum. Bowman says he and Mayor Lenny Curry support the museum idea, but won't make any final decisions about making the task force permanent or continuing it through his term until after it releases its report later this month. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.